cook it down just a little bit, and oh, it was so good.
That doesn't sound bad at all. Could you ever get the skins out without without using lye, just by soaking them?
No, you can use soda, but it isn't as good.
Well, to get it off. Yeah, uh-huh. It just takes longer.
It doesn't make as good a product. It doesn't taste as good.
So lye really has something to do with the taste of it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mama's made it both ways, with the homemade lye and with soda, too, in later years when we didn't have a ash hopper. Then she'd use soda, and it leaves a soda taste.
Yeah, right.
And it isn't as good as the hominy made the other way. But it's just like everything else. The more work you put into it, the better it tastes.
Sure.
Just like those rolls, the more work you put into them, the better they taste.
Agreed. Okay, let's see. What's the starch made from the inside of a grain? Now, that's not a good way to ask it. Okay, what I'm looking for is the name of the food that say you use. Oh, that's okay, you've already said it. What I was looking for was rice, but I remember you said it when you were describing what you eat mush for.
Oh.
That's okay, yeah. Okay. What are some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
You know, like, what would you say when you're talking about the kinds they make up in the hills?
Whiskey and beer?
Yeah, okay.
Well, and they use apples and peaches to make brandy.
Right, but just,
so I've heard. I don't know.
But how about generally? Have you ever heard the terms like moonshine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you think of any more that you've heard along that line?
Some kind of lightning. Let me see. White lightning.
Yeah, right. Have you ever heard the name, the expression splow?
What?
Splow?
Uh-uh.
I hadn't either.
No, I've never heard that.
When something's cooking and it's really filling the house with this
odor.
Yeah, and you'd say, oh, that
smells delicious, or it smells terrible.
Right.
Which it is.
Okay.
Your daddy came out here one day after I'd burned a pot of beans, and he wanted to know what in the world that odor was in the house. He says, open the doors and get it out of here.
He's got a sensitive nose, that's for sure.
Well, I guess he gets it on. His mama's got a sensitive one, too.
What else might you... Okay, if you can... From cane, you can make syrup and sorghum. What's another thing you can make?
Well, sugar. From sugar cane, you can make sugar.
Right. But what's another kind of, say,
syrup? Molasses.
Yeah, okay. Now, what's the... And if you were going to describe... if you were going to say that molasses had a consistency of thickness, then you would say molasses.
Well, I believe it's a little bit thinner than sorghum usually is.
Okay. Okay, well, if you were going to say, but if you were going to say that it had a consistency of thickness, you'd say molasses. What? If you were just going to tell me that they're thick, you'd say molasses.
It's thick.
Okay. So molasses, you think, is thinner than syrup?